Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Japan will ban foreign visitors following the emergence of the Omicron variant, in one of the strongest responses to the new coronavirus strain from a large country. Fumio Kishida, Japan's prime minister, said on Monday that the decision would take effect at midnight on Tuesday, reversing a three-week-old relaxation of rules. Next, half of the companies that raised more than $1 billion at initial public offerings this year are trading below their listing price despite robust stock markets around the world. The busted IPOs include some of the best-known names to list, such as UK food delivery app Deliveroo, alternative food manufacturer Oatly and Indian payments giant Paytm. Their weak performance has raised questions about the valuations pinned to companies by large investors such as SoftBank and Warburg Pincus, and leading underwriters including Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And now, Virgil Abloh, an American designer known for bringing streetwear into luxury fashion and a rising star within the LVMH group, has died of cancer at the age of 41, the company said on Sunday. Abloh, who had designed menswear for the Louis Vuitton brand since 2018, infusing lines with a mix of sportswear and tailoring that had won praise, had been promoted in July to a broader role within the world's biggest luxury goods conglomerate. And finally, Nissan has announced a 2 trillion yen or $17.7 billion vehicle electrification plan, in a bid to democratize battery-powered cars, and assert its dominance over incumbent global automakers and newcomers, such as Tesla. Delivering a long-term strategy it dubbed Nissan Ambition 2030, the Japanese carmaker stopped short of predicting an end to its production of internal combustion engine vehicles, an announcement that some analysts had speculated could be imminent. But the company set itself an electric vehicle sales target of 75% of its European sales by fiscal year 2026, and 40% of its sales in the US by 2030. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.